G'day, welcome to Partakers Easter 2016 series, where we are looking at the life of Jesus Christ leading up to the events of Easter and beyond.
Isaiah chapter 52 verse 13 to 14 says, "See, my servant will act wisely. He will be raised and lifted up and highly exalted. Just as there were many who were appalled at him, his appearance was so disfigured beyond that of any man, and his form marred beyond human likeness." Or Isaiah chapter 53 verse 10 to 11, "Yet it was the Lord's will to crush him and cause him to suffer, and though the Lord makes his life a guilt offering, he will see his offspring and prolong his days, and the will of the Lord will prosper in his hand. After the suffering of his soul, he will see the light of life and be satisfied. By his knowledge, my righteous servant will justify many, and he will bear their iniquities." Together we have looked at, during this Easter series, Jesus Christ's mission and identity, and we have placed him as the Messiah, spoken about throughout the Old Testament, including Isaiah. We have looked at Jesus' last teaching, his last prayer, and the events of his last night. And following his betrayal, he is now facing trial in a Roman court, being interrogated by Pontius Pilate. And now, as we look together briefly at one eyewitness in John 19, let us see what happened to Jesus Christ, his condemnation, his crucifixion, his death, and his subsequent burial. So what of Jesus? He was condemned. Pilate gave in and permitted the flogging and the mockery in the hope of shaming Jesus' accusers. Verses 1 to 3 of John chapter 19. In verse 4, Pilate affirms Jesus' innocence after the scourging or the whipping. And in verse 10 of chapter 19 of the Gospel of John, Jesus' refusal to answer stung Pilate into reminding Jesus of his Roman authority. Jesus, however, corrected Pilate's idea of authority and told him that although Pilate may have power on earth, his power reached beyond earth. John chapter 19, verse 11. Jesus Christ knew that his work of bringing people back to God into a loving relationship did not rest on the actions of a mere Roman governor. Pilate was more concerned with his own position than he was for justice. And in all this, we see Jesus as the true Passover lamb. Then Jesus was crucified. Jesus, bearing his own cross, was killed as a common criminal. We read in John chapter 19, verse 21 to 22, that Pontius Pilate was responsible for fixing the sign, "The King of the Jews," on the cross. As with all condemned prisoners, the clothes were given to soldiers on duty. And even when he himself was in agony, Jesus showed great concern for his mother, committing her to the care of the Apostle John in John chapter 19, verse 26 to 27. The crucifixion site was purposely chosen to be outside the city walls, because the Jewish law forbade such within city walls. For sanitary reasons, the crucified body was sometimes left to rot on the cross and serve as a visible disgrace, a convincing warning and deterrent to passers-by. Sometimes the subject was eaten while alive and still on the cross by wild beasts and birds. We know that Jesus' face was beaten beyond recognition. The scourging and the whipping reduced his flesh to something like raw hamburger mince. The scourges or the whips used would have had pieces of glass and rocks stuck to the cord so as to inflict as much damage as possible, ripping into the flesh. Jesus had a crown of thorns pushed into his scalp, mocking him as a king. In Jesus' final moments, he uttered, "I am thirsty," and it is finished. And in John chapter 19, verse 32, the desires of the Jews to fulfill their rituals was important because the Sabbath fell within the Passover festival. The breaking of legs speeded up the process of death, and the piercing of Jesus' side and the flow of blood and water proved beyond doubt that Jesus was really dead. John chapter 19, verse 34. And then Jesus was buried by Joseph of Arimathea and Nicodemus. The significance of John chapter 19, verse 41, in which no one had ever been laid, is solely to demonstrate that the body of Jesus at no point came into contact with the decay of a dead body. But his burial is not the end of the story.
Thanks for joining us today on Partakers. Come back every day to www.partakers.co.uk, where there is something uploaded as an MP3 to help you as a Christian disciple in the 21st century. Our books are also available at pulptheology.co.uk and on Amazon. See you later, Dave Roberts.